PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Alright, everyone, how's it going? Welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. It's me, Chris Crespo Chun, in the Cinema Crespediso studio, hanging out, doing my thing. And I got myself a special guest, and you know what? This guest is the only person I allow this, but please, guest, introduce yourself.
Y'all know who it is. It's the Black David Hasselhoff. When you see me, grab your balls and cough. And I'm here. Bonus episode, we here.
You know why they say turn your head and cough, right? Yeah, the doctor says turn your head, cough. You know why he tells you to turn your head?
Why?
So you don't cough on the top of his head.
Is this facts?
Yeah, it's as simple as, so you don't cough on the doctor.
Oh.
Turn your head and cough that way, as opposed to coughing on me while I'm down here inspecting your, you know.
Okay, next time I'll let you know how it goes, because I ain't turning my head.
He's gonna be like, I felt that. On my bald head, don't see no bald doctors. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm chilling with the Black Hasselhoff, Anthony Davis from Forget That Yo Radio. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm great right now.
Good to see you. It's been a minute since you've been here.
Yes, sir.
Always love having you in. You're always a fun guest, a popular guest. How's the show going first? Everything going well over there? You guys are kind of intermittent with the episodes, I see. When I see the Instagram post, I'm like, oh, snap, there's a new one.
Man, this is what happened, man. Mm-hmm. I was eating bad and just being lazy, tired all the time.
Sure, yeah.
And then I started to, I'm on like a semi-keto kick right now.
Okay, what does semi-keto mean?
It's like, all right, I watch a lot of YouTube videos on ketosis and all that.
Yes.
They're like into it, counting this, counting that, this kind of oils.
Yeah.
I'm just in there eating hamburgers and sausages. And
you're just high. You're more Atkins-y than keto.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I'll say Atkins.
High on that fat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the whole point. I know a dude, Poking the Bear, a guy on that show, Ryan Holmes, he lost like 40 pounds in 3 or 4 months doing keto.
Oh, wow.
Like really fast. It was crazy. He's also tall, too. So it was very noticeable. It was like, whoa, he leaned out.
Yeah.
But then I think he stopped and then put on a little bit of weight because he's like, thin isn't funny. You gotta be.
So is he counting?
Fat is funny. I think he did it pretty, I think he was pretty stringent about it because for some people, if you screw it up and you do too much of one thing or another, it can get you sick, I think.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that what ketosis is? Isn't it like getting sick? Keto flu, isn't that a thing?
Yeah, you get the keto flu for like 3 or 4 days.
That's bad, right? I don't want no diet that's going to get me sick. I'm not trying to get off heroin. Coming off heroin gets me sick, not coming off gelato.
Yeah. Yeah. That was funny.
Oh, man. Oh, well, good luck with dude. I'm trying to. I'm out there running. So I got this lady. I'll send you off mic. I got this lady, Dr. Anna Lepley, coming in. I'm going to talk to her. She wrote a book, two books. One's called Beer is for Your Health. Another one, it's called Stop! Exclamation point. The 18 Habits That Are Making You Fat and Killing Your Libido. And I was like, I can't be. There's no way all 18 of these apply to me. I'm like, damn, a lot of these apply to me as I'm reading them. And it sucks. And I'm trying to. I'm like, I cut out a lot of sugar. Not all of it. Because sugar's so delicious. I'm Puerto Rican. What are you going to do? But I cut out so much. I switched from beer to vodka. Apparently, that wasn't like necessarily a great... That's more of a lateral move.
Yeah.
Apparently. But it's like with vodka. It's vodka and like sparkling water or club soda. It makes it like 80% water. Isn't that healthy? You know? But there's a lot of stuff in beer that's good for you. Anyway. I'm not doing the... Big thing, I'm not doing resistance training at all. I'm not doing any weights whatsoever. I'm just running. I'm like, yeah, cardio, I have all this fat. I'm just trying to burn the fat. But if I'm not doing the weights, apparently, then I might as well just be...
Yeah, you gotta put the weights in there.
I gotta do it.
Because if you lose, let's say you keep running, just losing weight.
Yeah.
you're gonna look crazy.
That true too. Yes, she pushes that on the book. You end okay. up looking like, look at a marathon runner. Do they look fit? No.
Yeah.
They look like they're dying. Successful marathon runners look sick. But mm-hmm. but bodybuilders, athletes, you know, people who do both, they yeah. look healthy because they are healthy.
Yeah.
Man, I gotta get on. So I got. I'm starting incorporating some my shoulders.
God. Yeah. Like, I'm at the point now. I'm sick and tired. So I'm going to extremes, and I believe I can stick with it.
Yeah,
That's
the thing. We do hit those extremes when we bottom out.
Yeah,
and then we're like, I got to do something about this, and then we go, yeah. and then we push it too far, you know. So when do you get it? You know, bring it back, or are you just going to try to stick with the extreme for as long as possible?
I'm gonna stick with it long as possible, yeah. so I get where I want to be, okay. and then just try to maintain. And I even yeah. skipped a Puerto Rican birthday party yesterday.
Oh,
that tells
God.
You how serious I am.
That's a lot of carbs at those yes. Puerto Rican birthday parties. Yes. It's like, here's the rice and the potatoes. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Grandma. I appreciate it. Man, well, just everyone, you wait for the debut of Abernacles that's coming. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
Abernacles?
Abernacles.
Abernacles.
And look, that's another a pushing factor.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I get abs, there is nobody on Instagram that's gonna be crazier than me.
That's not gonna not see. Everyone's gonna see those abs.
Yes.
Yes.
It's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be nothing but abs.
Yes. Jeez. And lotion.
To Ab That Yo Radio will be the name of the show from this point forward. And every episode, just be like, man, my abs, they're so tight today. I had to get an extra rub down from Su Ying down at the Thai massage. I don't know why I'm going Thai massage in this one. All right, guys, listen. You see the name of the episode. You know why Mr. Davis is here. He was on this before I was.
Yes.
I saw it online. I was like, oh, I'm kind of jealous. I got to get on this. We're MoviePass Gang.
Yeah. We out here.
MoviePass Gang. We're doing our thing. But it hasn't been smooth sailing the whole way, has it?
No, it hasn't.
No, it's been interesting. First off, MoviePass, when did you get on it? Like, how soon? Because I think they announced that price drop last August or September, last summer sometime. Did you get on it right away, or did you wait a minute to see?
I think I was right away.
Did you?
And I feel like I should get compensated.
I feel like you
should, because I put a lot of people on.
For being an early adopter,
yeah.
an influencer. How long did it take you from the time you signed up to the time you got your card?
That took a while. It took like 2 weeks.
That is a while, yeah. I think I got mine in a week.
Okay.
By the time I did mine. But okay, so you know why? Well, okay, so I pulled this article here on MoviePass. The article is called "The Rise and Fall of MoviePass." A lot of people wanting to predict the end of this particular service right away.
Mm.
But some interesting facts in here. Okay, so MoviePass, they were around for a while, and it was like $40 a month, $50 a month, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was like $49 or $59.
Yeah, it was a lot of money for essentially the same deal, though, right? You could use it as many times as you want, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't
it at first $100?
Maybe,
because I think that's the first I seen was like $100,
which is a lot of money. Even so, you'd have to see 4 or 5 movies a month just to break even.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, boy, that's tough.
Yeah,
that's tough sometimes, especially during the summer when there's a lack of movies, like new movies. So, this investment company, Helios and Matheson Analytics. We'll just call them Helios for short. Also, that sounds very evil. Helios. Helios buys them, and they're the ones who are like, they bought a majority share, and like, we are slashing this price from $50 a month to $9.99. We're doing this. And we will sell the user data. We will collate the data, and we will find a way to monetize it and sell it. And that's how we'll make our money. When they did that, their share, because they were already a publicly traded company, their share price went from $2.50 to $32.90.
Wow.
When they announced the whole MoviePass thing. And then MoviePass went from 20,000 subscribers to this past June, they hit 3 million.
Wow.
Yeah, I call that a success.
Yeah.
In terms of getting interest, right? But to subsidize all that, they had to do their SEC filing in April. They have an average cash deficit of just under $22 million a month between the months of September 2017 and April 2018. So that's how much they are spending just to stay in business.
Wow.
When that came out, and an auditor expressed substantial doubt about the company's ability to continue. When that happened, the company's stock went from, remember I said, went from $2.50 to $33.
Mm-hmm.
And then it dropped down to 19 cents.
19 cents?
Yeah.
So is it at 19 now?
I think it's around there now. I think that's where it's currently at because they're so like on the bubble. People are like, are they going to survive or not? They are starting a, Helios is starting a sale. They're selling $1.2 billion worth of their assets to subsidize MoviePass. And if you ask the MoviePass people, they're like, oh, we're fine. We have plans. We got this. We got that. We have enough to keep us going through next year. Don't you guys worry about us. Everyone else around them is like, no way this is going to last for a while. So you got in when it first started. Obviously, it was $9.95 a month.
Yeah.
Does that mean you're currently paying monthly?
Or
did you do a so you didn't do like a year in advance?
I did the year in advance.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they didn't take the payment.
Okay.
So they still got me on the monthly, but in my account, it's yearly.
Interesting.
So I don't know.
Oh, that plays into the whole. You got the email about the peak pricing, surge pricing. All right, so now they're saying, depending on how popular a movie is and how quickly the tickets are getting sold, if you pull up on the app, it may say it's an extra, I read, anywhere from $2 to $6 to have to get your ticket if you want that showtime, or else you have to pick a later showtime. And it will tell you, it'll indicate if a screening is getting to the point where it's about to be surged. So they'll like at least give you a warning. Hey, heads up, if you want this ticket, it's gonna be a few extra bucks in a minute.
Okay.
But if you so I finally caved in and did it earlier this year for maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they advertised $7.95 a month. No, $6.95 a month, something like
what?
That. Yeah, $7 a month. And I was like, what? Very short period of time. I clicked on it, went to their website, and it was you had to pay for a whole year up front. That's how I did it.
Okay.
And then you get through the whole thing, and at the end it says, oh, and we're also tacking on another $8 fee at the end here. I was like, all right, whatever. So, still, the amount that I paid up front, it comes out to like $7.50 a month.
Yeah.
But I'm locked into the plan for the next, at this point now, 8 months, 8 to 10 months.
Wow.
So, the surge pricing won't apply to my account until I renew.
Oh, wow.
So it's something I and people like me who did a year in advance won't have to worry about. So if they did screw up your account and they have you set as yearly, maybe you won't have to deal with surge pricing until it comes up again, which for you would be the end of this year, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
You have to look into that, man, see if they start hitting you. Because they're doing that. They're trying to roll out the friends option. Okay, the cons. Hit me with some cons. We all know what's great about it. We're saving money.
Yes.
But there are cons. What's the first thing that you saw that was like, this is, I don't know.
First con was when they wanted me to take pictures of the stub.
Because
I was so used to just chick walking in.
Yes.
All right. So the first time I took the picture of the stub, I'm like, okay, this is not that bad.
Okay.
It's just a little another, like, I get the ticket out and I take it right there. So I ain't got to worry about it.
True. Okay.
So then it just keeps spinning on me. And spinning. So I had already threw the ticket away because I had took it.
Yeah.
So then I get this notification, you haven't taken the picture or whatever.
Right.
And X'd out or something, and it was like, well, this is your warning or something.
Yeah, because if you miss like two or three, then they'll deactivate your account.
Yeah. So the next three movies, I took the picture and it's rolling. So now I had an extra step where I got to contact help. But it's kind of cool because I got a little chat box inside the app. Okay. And I take the picture again, upload it, tell them what happened. Mm-hmm. My app's updated. It just won't take it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's fixed. Sorry about blah, blah, blah. But I keep going through that.
So the buggy app. And is this recent? Because I think they were doing this, rolling this out in some markets. But I think now it's officially everywhere. I haven't used my MoviePass in like a week or so, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, this is recent.
So, that's stupid buggy. See? So they're just adding extra steps.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes, that's a great point. That's wonderful. Here's my big gripe. What theater do you go to? What theater chain?
I go to, what is it? Cinepolis?
What?
Cinepolis.
So then, do they have a little deal with MoviePass? Do you get e-ticketing?
No, they don't.
Okay, see, this is my problem. And this isn't going to be fixed anytime soon because I go to a Regal mostly that's over here. They don't have a partnership with Regal, so there's no e-ticketing. So I went from, oh, I want to see a movie. It's Tuesday. I want to see this popular movie come out on Friday. What, like last Friday, Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Say I wanted to see Ant-Man on Friday. 7 p.m. showing on a Friday, right? Prime time Friday show. Tuesday, I pull up my Fandango app. I pull up the theater. They have reserved seats. I pull up the theater. I see how much, what seats. I pick these seats right here. I pay with my PayPal. They send me an email. Good to go, right? No hassle, no fuss. MoviePass. If I want to use that to see Ant-Man on a Friday, I have to wait till Friday.
Yeah.
I can't, not even the day before. Gotta wait till Friday. Go to the theater when they open, 10:30 in the morning. But I got a job, so I gotta wait for my lunch break and then drive to the theater on my lunch break. Then I gotta walk up to the kiosk, check in with my app, walk up to the kiosk, and then at the kiosk, after I go through the whole, I want this movie, I want this time, it pulls up my movie to pick my seats, and then I can see how full that theater is, and if I can even pick those seats, or if I gotta look for another screening.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Because it's like, oh yeah, all the available seats are in the first row, in the corner. Like, I don't want to sit there, man. If I could have bought my tickets on Tuesday like I wanted to, I'd be C10, right in the middle, boom, theater right there. But no, I'm stuck in 1A.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to save a couple bucks. So I found myself during the summer. Have you done this? Movies that I want to see opening night. I have to because of scheduling, because I got a busy schedule. I got Cinema Crespity. So I am still buying full price a ticket so I can pay for it ahead of time instead of using my movie pass. Have you had to do that at all?
No.
So you're because you're fine with just waiting. You'll wait till Monday, Tuesday, whatever.
Yeah, because I don't like a lot of people in the theater because there's always some asshole by me talking loud or doing something stupid. Sure.
Yeah.
So I always go like Sunday morning or
when it's easier. Yeah. So if I'm doing a matinee. Or if it's a movie that I know is not popular, they have those at Winter Park here, foreign films, documentaries, stuff like that. You know, you're not your Marvel movies. Then our movie pass works. And on the occasion where I've had like a Monday or Tuesday free, I'm like, oh, you know, maybe I'll go see a movie. And then I'll go hop over there. And then the theater is way more chill. And I can just walk up to it and be like, all right, I'm going to see what's available.
Yeah.
But for the summer, not only is it a pain on these really popular movie nights, for really popular movies on opening night anyway. But then, all right, so there's a 20-screen theater.
Yeah.
During summer, 10 of those screens are showing the same two movies.
Yeah.
You know? So my options are now limited, and you can only see one movie at a time. They changed that. When you got it, you could see the same movie over and over. Did you do that?
Yeah.
What movies do you remember seeing multiple times with the movie pass? Black Panther.
That was the only one I did.
God, Black Panther. If I had movie pass, I'd do that too. Yeah. Or Thor Ragnarok. Any of the Marvel movies, I guess. Maybe I'll go. Well, you know what? I thought that. I never went back and saw Infinity War. I wanted to see Infinity War again.
I did
like,
too.
Yeah. And I was like, I got my movie pass. I paid for it the first time with the normal because I saw that like Thursday night, 7 p.m., packed theater, like people clapping at the, you know, Iron Man walks up on screen, people are clapping at the theater, that type of thing. It was ridiculous. Yeah. So I couldn't use my movie pass. So I still had that movie pass ticket there. Just I never used it, man. I ain't got the time. I ain't got the time.
I'll tell you a trick you could do.
Okay.
All right, the Fandango app.
Yes.
All right, what I do is go on there, see what's open. I did this on Black Panther night.
Okay.
Buy my ticket. Walk up to the kiosk.
Okay.
Get ready to select my seat. Cancel my ticket.
Oh.
And then that seat's open. Boom.
Oh, that is smart.
Yeah. Because I didn't. Fandango is so quick on refunding you.
Yeah, they are. Because they got that process down so good. Boom. Fandango's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm happy to pay that little convenience charge. I'm like, this is actually a legit convenience. I'll pay this fee. Screw you, ATMs. Man, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and you
thank Anthony for that one, everyone.
You can also check you ever check the seats using Fandango to see.
I have done that, sure, because you just like pretend you're going through a transaction, like, oh, this theater is full as fuck. I'm gonna try a different one. yeah, I have done that. Did you hear about this? I saw this today. If you go to Google, mm-hmm. and type in Movie Pass and then click on the news tab. Mm-hmm. Man, there's so many so many articles and stories and think pieces and actual like news stories, but this just happened Friday night. Did you try to use Movie Pass on Friday night?
No, not Friday night.
Okay, apparently then you did not experience the Movie Pass outage. There was an outage on the app just this past Friday.
What?
People couldn't use it to get their tickets. They had to. They were forced to then pay normal monies for their movie tickets. MoviePass is going to refund all those people.
Oh, wow.
If you can prove that like you're going to see a movie and you would have used MoviePass, or I don't know how you prove you would have. I guess if you're a customer.
Yeah.
And you prove, look, I saw a movie on Friday and I paid for my own ticket, they will refund you. So that's more money MoviePass is burning.
Man.
If you listen, do you hear that? You hear that? That's the sound of that stock price dropping. Another 6-7 cents.
Another gripe I got about MoviePass.
Yes.
It didn't let me select my seat a couple times.
What? That's that bullshit. Like it just bought you a ticket, assigned you a seat?
Yeah, just assigned me a seat. That is not so cool. I was like, you know what? I ain't gonna worry about it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just walk in here, sit where they put me.
Mm-hmm.
I go in there. All right, the whole row is open. And there's this old man sitting here. Yeah. And my seat is right next to him.
No.
I was like, nah. Turn around. I had to go
Ask him to fix it. That sucks. Yeah, it's just filling in from the side and going down the line is what it's doing. It's not trying to put people separate from each other. God, that's why we can't leave AI up. We can't leave the jobs to the AI. They're going to screw us. They're going to put us in terrible seats next to each other.
Yep.
That's how they do it in comedy clubs. You ever go to a comedy club and they sit you down, and the way they sit you down sucks? It's like, we're going to start you all the way on the side. Like, I got here first. Yeah, good job. Now you're sitting on the wall. So you get the 90-degree angle of the comedian. Mm-hmm. You get to see the back of his head. God. Her head, excuse me. I don't mean to be sexist. So, MoviePass, man. We got that glitches. We can chalk that up. Just a glitchy app. You're having problems mm-hmm. with uploading stubs, which is also another step that they're adding.
Mm-hmm.
The general steps of having to buy a ticket. Now, it went from being way convenient to now I'm actually going back to the early
mm-hmm.
to buy my ticket ahead of time. Like it's a Star Wars Episode 1. When I was like, made my parents take me to the movie theater so I buy those tickets ahead of time. Jar Jar Binks, man. That guy contemplated suicide.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. All you trolls, you feel bad for what you're doing.
Leave him alone.
I was just trying to make a lot of money being in a popular movie.
Oh, I did notice, too, on the E-ticket.
Yes.
When I was in Dallas.
Okay.
A lot of theaters had the E-ticket.
Landmark. Were they Landmark theaters? Do you remember the...
I don't remember. I just remember seeing all the E-ticket lit up when I was scrolling. Because
it worked. Oh, man. That's the dream. If I can actually do E-ticketing.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Cuban. He struck a deal with MoviePass. And he owns Landmark theaters. And he's based out of Texas. And they're all in the southeast from like Texas going out towards California. It's very possible that you were just looking at a... Man, that's Dallas. Yeah. You lucky sons of bitches. That's okay. So, what it takes to be a movie partner, a movie theater partner with MoviePass. MoviePass, they, and this is why AMC and Regal hate them. Mm-hmm. MoviePass wants a cut of concessions,
mm-hmm.
and they want a cut of that ticket price. So, say a ticket price is like $10,
mm-hmm.
$5.40 on average is going back to the studios,
mm-hmm.
the cost of renting the movie to play it in the movie theater, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then the remaining $4.60 goes to the movie theater. MoviePass is like, oh, we want $2 of that.
Oh,
yeah, and theater's like, what? We're barely getting by with our $20 popcorn.
Yeah.
And then MoviePass is like, oh yeah, we want $5 of that $20 of popcorn.
Dang.
And they're like, no, screw you. No, you can't have our monies.
Yeah.
And then MoviePass is trying to be like, yeah, well, we have so many X amount of customers. We're driving. They claim anywhere from 3-7% of the box office. They're saying that's how much. People that are using their pass, that's how much you're adding to people going to the movie theaters. Like, it's beneficial for you because more people will be using your theaters by using mm-hmm. our service. Just give us some of that money. AMC, you hear about this?
Nah.
They have their... So Regal has the Crown Club.
Yep.
AMC has Stubbs.
Okay.
That's their version. They debuted Stubbs A-list. Aww. Oh, that was the wrong button. That one, $19.99 a month, double the price.
Mm-hmm.
You get 3 movies a week, so 12 movies a month. So it's still limited, but really, have you ever seen more than 12 movies a month with MoviePass?
No.
Right, it's a lot of movies.
Yeah.
It only works at AMC, obviously, because it's their club. But if you live next to an AMC, then why not? And it includes 3D, Dolby Theaters, IMAX. They're like LIMAXing. They got on all their premium stuff. It's all included. You don't have to worry about any surcharging, upcharging, extra fees, stuff like that. So that's their version. And then there's Cinemia. Have you heard of them?
Mm-mm.
They're big overseas, but they're also available here. They're also, I think, a little more expensive than MoviePass, but it includes premium stuff as well. And it's limited. Oh, they have a tier thing. So it's like, if you're just going to see one movie a month, it's $4.99. You're going to see two movies, it's $5.99. If you're going to see it, and it's tiered up that way. So you can actually like really dial in how many movies you want to use on it. So with that, expect Regal to come up with their own thing. Expect other companies to come up, MoviePass type companies. I think this is a whole industry that's gonna pop up. But you know what the irony of it's gonna be?
What?
I don't think MoviePass survives it. I think they go under being the disruptor.
Yeah.
But then they sink under the weight of their own like hubris and excess, and then all the other companies and then the movie theaters, they're the ones who then move on with this subscription basis thing. And but it's gonna be more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I think $9.99. Enjoy it while you got it.
Yeah.
It's gonna go up. But it's still gonna be a good deal though in the long run. Because otherwise, think about it, what you'd see maybe an average 5 movies a month, four or five.
Yeah, about 4 or 5.
So you're talking $50, $60. Let's call it $60 a month that you would have spent versus the 10. You're saving $50.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money. $600 a year.
I think who's gonna win is whoever puts in a deal for concessions.
Yes, yes. How it all ties in together.
Yeah.
MoviePass wants to not only work out deals with movie theaters, but with other businesses as well. So, Cheesecake Factory. There's one right next to this Regal. With the movie pass deal or whatever, you use them, you get your pass, you use a certain amount of passes, then you get a coupon, 20% off Cheesecake Factory. Then you go to the Cheesecake Factory and you do a dinner and a movie type of deal.
Oh, okay.
You know? So they want to work out things like that. So then that's where their data tracking comes in. So they're tracking, I think they're still doing it. They announced it as of like, no one's going to care. Everyone was like, whoa, this is crazy. They announced that they follow us. Our data, you know, so when we use MoviePass, it's not just like knowing what movie we're seeing. It's actually using the GPS on our phone to be like, oh, well, they actually, after the movie, then went to this location. They went to that location. They went to this restaurant, and they're tracking our habits so that they can sell that information to all those other companies, like a Cheesecake Factory, etc. Be like, look, see, 20% of our people that use this theater then go to your restaurant after a movie. Don't you want to partner with us to take advantage of this, blah, 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 stuff like that? So keep an eye out for that kind of stuff, man, because they're using our data to do that.
Yeah.
So might as well take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Are you fine with that? Just selling your data?
Man, I don't understand why people care.
People freak out a lot about
it.
Yeah. Well, in this case, they do a lot.
Everything is tracking us.
Everything
is tracking us. There are satellites.
Yeah.
There's cameras everywhere.
Your phones. When it comes to movie stuff,
mm-hmm.
I'm like fine with them taking my movie data.
Yeah.
Because I'm putting it on a podcast anyway every week.
Yeah.
You know, they could just listen to the show and then they get the exact same information that they'd be getting from me just buying a ticket through their app. But people are freaking out about it. But then again, they're called Helios. That's a scary name. You watching Westworld? That's a Westworld. Yeah. That's a Westworld type company right there.
Yeah, that's great.
Like we're taking your DNA. That's what all the MasterCards. They're taking. They're swiping our DNA. Is what's going on. I bet you.
Man, they can take everything. I have my social security number published in the Air Force Times. Like they can take it.
Oh, I'm already out there. Well, if you get that life locked, then it doesn't matter. Then you hire that billboard truck to drive around town with your social security number on it.
Yeah, what's that like? $89.99 a month.
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's just nothing.
That's not all that movie pass money. All that movie money you're saving, put it towards LifeLock. You're good to go. You're good to go. All right. Gripes. Any other gripes? I think we got all the major stuff out. I'm annoyed by the lack of convenience. You're annoyed by the glitchy apps. The fact that the price surging is annoying. It hasn't hit us yet, though, personally. We'll see when it actually affects us. I did get screwed one time trying to do trying to see a movie opening night. I was like, I don't think maybe it won't be so sold out. Maybe it'll be okay. Show up to the theater on a Friday.
Yeah.
With Drew Sacogburn to see a movie for our show. Get up to the kiosk. We pull up to the screen and boom, 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 boom. The theater was full. Like,
that happened to me too.
Movie pass. See, so movie pass will screw you every now and then too, man. If you rely on it too much, that's what you pay. That's what we're paying for. You know?
Yeah.
It's tough. It's a weird thing. The Enzian takes a.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, which is awesome. That's great because as long as they get their money, they don't care. They want people in there buying $10 beers and $20 burgers. It's a non-profit. How else they get us?
Yeah. Do they got a kiosk in there? Or you got to go to the window?
You got to go to the window. Okay. Yeah, they don't have any sort of. Yeah, they're definitely non-profit.
Yeah. Have you ever used the window?
In the 90s. Not for MoviePass, no.
I did it once because the kiosk was down.
Oh, really?
It's actually quicker just go to the window.
It is, actually. I'm trying not to deal with people, but yeah, it is. Just like, this is what I want, and they just do it there.
Yeah, she just swipes it. Boom. I'm like, oh,
MoviePass. Yeah, I'm like, hitting the button, and I'm using my phone. I pull up the Regal. I'm trying to scan. Like, I'm a member. Give me my points. Because that's the thing. So I got my MoviePass now. I have all these Regal points added up that I can use for free tickets. Mm. I have like 10 free tickets worth on my Regal.
Oh, wow.
But now I'm using MoviePass. Like, I gotta use these tickets too. I have an abundance of free movies, Anthony. What am I gonna do with all these things?
So is your does Regal connect to MoviePass?
Yes. Okay. Because when I use my MoviePass, or it doesn't connect through MoviePass, right? So when you use it, it's just like you get to the kiosk and you just swipe your MasterCard. All it knows is that it's a debit card.
Yeah.
So I have to pull up on I have my Regal app here. And then it's, I don't even have an actual card. It's just only on app only.
Oh, okay.
And then I pull up this this Q code type thing right here. Where is it? Yeah, I pull up the Q code. Oh. And then when I'm at the kiosk to use my MoviePass, it's like, are you a member? And then I just swipe it underneath and it goes boop, boop. And then I get the points.
You can integrate MoviePass though. I don't know if they got yours on here.
They may not. I don't know if they have it because they do that for.
See, loyalty programs. And it says connect your loyalty program.
Oh, see, that'll make it easier.
Oh, you ain't. They ain't probably ain't got yours.
So they have Starlight. What's that first one say? Goodrich?
Yeah, Goodrich.
Okay, so if you are near a Goodrich, a Starlight, or a what?
D Place Entertainment.
If you're near any of those theaters, then you can sign up your loyalty program. That's good to know. See, they don't have Regal, Crown, or AMC Stubs. You ain't never going to see AMC Stubs on there. Never. But you could go to an AMC. Use your movie pass, and then when it says, are you a Stubbs member? You pull out your Stubbs card, and you swipe it, and then you still get your points.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can get your full amount of points for using movie pass for a discounted ticket, which is pretty sweet. So I have 188,000 Regal Crown Club. Yeah. And a movie ticket's only 15,000? So that's, it's over, that's 11 tickets.
Hey.
Party on me. You can only use one at a time. And it's 2D only.
Okay.
And you have to redeem it in the theater. It doesn't work on it's a similar thing with the movie pass. I have to be in the theater to use it. I can't use it online. That's how they catch you. I'd rather just you know what also they do? Tangent. Regal Crown Club, you can also sign into their website to get merchandise. Like really bad movie branded merchandise. Like I got a wine glass there, but it was like when it came in the mail, it was a plastic wine glass. It was what's that movie? Bad Moms. Remember Bad Moms?
Yeah,
it was a Bad Moms wine glass, but it was plastic. So I threw it in the Crespedito box and gave it away to some sucker on the Cinema Crespedito. you can do that, right? You can get all this really bad merchandise and then use your credits to redeem them for free, but then they charge you with the shipping at the end. So you still end up paying the 10, 12, 15 bucks because of the weight of the size of the box.
Yeah.
God, nothing is free. Nothing is free, Anthony.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. No such thing as a free lunch. It's for real. Unless you're my grandfather. Here's a crazy story. Real tangent. My grandpa, young man, 20s, maybe teens, very hungry dude, New York City, walks into a diner. He's like, are you guys hiring? He's like, yeah, we need a dishwasher. He's like, okay, I'll take the job, but I haven't eaten anything. Can I get something to eat first? Can I eat some lunch and then get to work? He's like, yeah, sure, absolutely. So he gives him a meal, sits down at the counter, he eats. He's all right, the kitchen's back there. He walks back there. He looks at the mess and all the dishes and pots and pans. And then he walks out the back door. never goes back.
Dang.
Yeah, that was my grandfather. He was a pastor. He was a pastor. Anyway, shout out to my grandpa. He's been dead for 2 decades now. What was the best movie you've seen using MoviePass for like Man, like, that was so worth it. I would have paid double the price.
Let me see.
It does keep track of the movies we've seen, right?
Yeah. I gotta go with Hostiles, man. I really love that movie.
Did you really? That was a sad movie, man.
Man, it was so... Because I didn't... Like, I don't like looking at previews.
Sure.
So I just went in blind.
I kind of went in blind on that one, too, actually. Yeah, I just knew it was a Western with Christian Bale. Was pretty much all I knew.
And that beginning, man, it just set the whole movie off. I'm like, yeah.
It's a wild start. But, man, like, do you want to see Christian Bale cry? Because he does that at least 4 times in this movie. It's a bummer of a movie, man. It is sad. Oh, won't let me sign in. I forgot my credentials. It logged me out. That's a really good one. Hostiles is an interesting one.
Oh, let me take that. Ready Player One.
Oh, that's a good movie pass one, too.
Yeah, that was fun.
That is a fun movie. The that whole Shining sequence where they show up and they're inside the Shining movie.
Yeah.
And H is freaking out, like, in the blood and everything. Oh, my God. That was good stuff.
That's crazy.
Let me see if I can remember my password.
Dang, you logged out, cuz.
Yeah, it logged me out. I don't even know how that happened.
You know the worst movie you seen on Movie Pass?
No, because I've only seen a handful, and they've all been acceptable.
Oh, okay.
I can probably... The most interesting one that I've seen is probably Upgrade. Did you see that one?
Upgrade. No, I haven't seen that yet.
That one was pretty good. And that's one where it was like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know what? I got a couple hours. Let me see what's playing. Oh, this Upgrade movie. Some people are saying... Like, people listen to the show were like, oh, you should check out this movie. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll use my movie pass. And it was pretty good. Pretty good little sci-fi action movie. Gets really violent at times. Pretty intense.
I should have watched it.
That was a pretty good one, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, man, I can't believe it logged out. But I've only had it for... I think I got it in May? No, April. Like, at the beginning of the summer movie season.
Yeah.
So since most of the movies I've been seeing have been like the big blockbusters on a Friday night, I haven't had as many options, as many opportunities. Also, oh, you know when I got it? I know exactly when I got it now. Beginning of April. Because that's when they did the deal. And that's when the Florida Film Festival was going down. So I already had my press pass and all these movies that I was trying to see. And then I got my movie pass. I was like, oh, I got too many movies. I
got too many.
Too many movies. So I just focused on the film fest for like a full week. Mm-hmm. And then I felt bad. I felt like I was cheating on my movie pass. I was like, I spent this money and I'm not using it, man. And then for a few weeks, I was able to use it. I saw some movies. And then like the summer kicked in. Like when Avengers came out and took like half the screens in the theater. I was like, oh, there go all the movies I could see.
Yeah.
And then Avengers, right at the time when they said, you can only see one movie at a time from now on.
Oh, yeah.
It was Avengers that did. I bet you Black Panther fucked them.
Yeah.
Because, man, over $700 million here in America and Canada for Black Panther. That's wild. Yeah. You're like, ain't no way we're doing that again with the Avengers. Because that screwed us hard.
What'd you think about the options where they're going to roll out, you can upgrade to 3D?
I'm fine with it because occasionally I do want to see a 3D. Like, Ready Player One is one that I wish I saw in 3D. Like, the car chase in the beginning or the racing scene with the King Kong and all that. Like, that would have looked amazing in 3D, right? I'm fine with it. Hopefully it's a reasonable price. The thing is, I got in on a pretty low price point, too, at $750. So if they want to be like, it's $2 extra for 3D, technically I'm still looking at like a $10 movie ticket, I guess, if you want to break it out that way. It would still be worth it. I'm fine with it. I'm more interested in, okay, here's the gripe. Back to the gripes. Mm-hmm. And they're finally trying to find a way to fix this. When I want to go see a movie with someone.
Oh, yeah.
So like, I see movies with Drew a bunch, right? Mm-hmm. For the show. We might as well just go see them together at the same time because we're going to be doing the show at the same time.
Yeah.
I have to like do the thing where I go to the movie theater in the morning when they open, go through one transaction on the kiosk with my movie pass to secure my ticket. Once I get it, then in a separate transaction I can get Drew his ticket.
Yeah.
And then he pays me back later. But now it's two separate transactions. Like, it's getting less and less convenient for me to see a movie using MoviePass the more things you add on. So with them adding the whole add a friend feature, I'm not sure how that's going to work. But once they figure that out and it's out there, it makes it easier to buy my tickets. You know, I'm all for that kind of stuff. Are there anything you want them to do that you want, obviously, other than the lower price point or bring back multiple viewings?
I just want them to take away the taking a picture of the stuff.
It's annoying, right?
I mean, we're already logging into that movie.
Yeah. Well, there's... So there's something going on there that they're trying to stop. What is it? What kind of fraud are they trying to prevent from... Because you can only get a ticket same day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get an advance ticket. So it's not like I can get a ticket today for Friday's movie, mm-hmm. sell it to someone, get... Tomorrow, get another ticket for that movie, sell to someone. You know, it's not like I can make money off them. What are they preventing?
It's probably what my boy he sent me a text.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
He was like, hey, man, what I do, I get a ticket for what did he say? I get a ticket for a movie.
Okay.
A 2D movie.
Okay.
Yes. And then I go and... What did he say? He goes to the customer service desk,
mm-hmm.
and I forgot what complaint he had. Oh, he got the wrong ticket.
He just says, I meant to get a 3D?
Yeah, so then he just pays the difference.
Oh.
The few bucks to upgrade, and they give him the 3D ticket.
Interesting, but at that point, you can still take your picture of the ticket and upload it, and then go to customer service yeah. and still do that little trick.
Yeah, that is true.
But then what happens when you do that? So then, if you're swapping out your ticket, and you're paying the difference... They don't take the money away from the movie pass.
Right.
Interesting.
But that's the only thing I could think of.
But that is a way to then get that. And then the difference is only $2, $3, $4 typically, like 12 to 15 maybe, 12 to 14. So you're not paying much at all to upgrade it on your own.
So maybe the theaters complained.
Maybe. They're getting an abundance of, and they connect it to MoviePass. They're yeah. seeing the red cards. Oh, we need to swipe your card to give mm-hmm. you credit. Maybe they're credit.
There's something with that.
But it's annoying that now you have to take a picture of the goddamn stub
mm-hmm.
And upload it. This is just another step.
Yeah.
Just another step that we're trying to take away steps. We're not adding steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, so take that away, MoviePass. Please, take that away. And then they're doing it, but yeah, we need that add friends and family thing to mm-hmm. for non-MoviePass users, because not everyone's going to be using the goddamn MoviePass.
Yeah.
You know, big egoed motherfuckers.
And spread out the e-tickets to more theaters.
Yes. Well, that's, man, like I said, that's not happening with Regal or AMC. And those are the two biggest. Cinemark also, I think it's Cinemark. They're the third biggest
mm-hmm.
theater chain, and I think they're rolling out their own MoviePass, movie club deal. So the big boys aren't playing ball. They'd rather do their own version.
Yeah. So what do you think about...
That screws us.
Why don't they let us check in from home? Because when you check in, it says you got 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So if we check in from home, it still give us 30 minutes.
We still got that 30 minutes, right. Right. You have to be within a certain distance of the yeah. theater. So I actually have to drive to the theater. I'm going to the theater anyway. But mm-hmm. I would rather just let me get it ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's weird, man. All these logistics of it. It's strange. It's very strange. Helios, they're a weird, evil company, and they're fucking with us somehow. But in the meantime, we get to see movies for free.
Yeah, that is crazy, because I try to go every Saturday and Sunday morning.
There you go. Yes, if you can.
And I'm killing them.
That is the way to do it. If you can do matinees are the best. Mm-hmm. If you do weekend matinees, Saturday, Sunday, 10 movies a month,
yeah.
Eight movies a month. Man,
and I don't eat the concessions.
Hell no. It's garbage food anyway. It's bad. It's bad for you, and it's way too expensive. It's mm-hmm. all sugar water and popped corn. Get that crap out of here. Just walk in with your beef jerky and your bottle of water. You're good to go.
Sometimes I would bring the little, the 50 calorie pack popcorn, the light corn.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. The light corn. Get that nonsense out of your tube, man.
It's good.
Just walk in there with a sleeve of Oreos and you're fine. up your jacket. At the end of the day, so we're consumer reporting. We are market testing. At the end of the day, do you say to the people, get it or don't get it, yay or nay? Do they join the MoviePass gang?
I would say join.
Join the gang.
You can't beat it.
All right.
For that price.
It's a good price. Even $9.99. Which one is it?
It's like somewhere around there.
Doesn't matter.
If you buy one ticket in a lot of theaters, you still came up a dollar because...
Yeah, especially if it's a nighttime, if it's not a matinee, if mm-hmm. it's a Friday movie. Yeah, we're talking 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
I mean, over here, it's because it's freaking Winter Park. The Regal, they're matinees. The matinees are like $10.
Dang.
And then the normal ticket's $12, $13.
That's like Cinépolis, too.
Yeah, is it really?
Yeah.
And then you got people, now MoviePass, they're really getting screwed in like L.A. and New York. where your normal matinee is like 12, 13 bucks, and then a movie ticket, 16, 17. Movie tickets are wildly expensive over there. They also did a thing where they, I think it was only AMC theaters too, but they actually removed theaters from their service because they were losing too much money on them. The tickets were too expensive. They were like New York and LA theaters that they took off of the off of MoviePass. But I think they have since put them back. Because it was like everything MoviePass does, then they're all up in the news. Like, what are they doing? They're going crazy. And they're like, whoa. No, everything's fine. It's a wild, wild story.
Wow.
It's fun to... I enjoy tracking it.
Did you ever go to the MoviePass Twitter page and look at the...
No.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Is that gold? Is that just people complaining about stuff?
Yeah, complaining. Yes. I hit them with a couple complaints.
Did they respond?
Yeah, they respond, but it's a generic, oh, we're sorry to hear that. Email customer service.
Yeah, a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
I complained to Orlando International Airport that they're using facial recognition cameras on all incoming international flight passengers, regardless of whether or not they're a citizen, U.S. citizen, or anything. And I was like, what are you guys doing with all this data, blah, blah, blah? Like, how dare you? And they're just like, they sent me some copy-paste bullshit. I was like, screw you guys. This is a bunch of garbage. You assholes. Should just not responded until giving me this pandering. So I'm going to go to the MoviePass Twitter page and look at all the pandering.
Yeah,
all the people that complain about it. That's hysterical.
That's where I heard about the A-list from. Because people are like, I'm leaving. I'm going to A-list.
I'm going to A-list.
And they're saying, like, the benefits. We get to do this over here. We get to do this over here.
Yeah, that's the thing. They AMC announced it. And then MoviePass, they, like, tweeted, oh, thanks for making this look good. Because it's like, oh, it's more expensive. Less movies a month. And it only works in, like, a fraction of the theaters. So, like, thanks for making this look good. But the thing is, if you live next to an AMC, paying the extra money may still be a better deal than doing MoviePass. Just for the convenience.
Yeah.
Just for not having to leave your house to complete the entire transaction.
Yeah.
You know, from my couch, oh, everything is done. I just have to go to the theater.
Yeah.
Instead of, I got to go to the theater once. Got to get my ticket. Ticket's not available. I got to pick another screening. Oh, that's not available either. I got to call my boy. Are you available for the 9:20? No, have a 9:20. Okay. You know, it's like, come on, man. So much unneeded stress. I'm just trying to see a movie. I'm just trying to see a movie. I'm just trying to relax. All right, Anthony says join MoviePass gang. I think I say join it too, despite the gripes.
Yeah.
Despite the gripes, I think it's worth it. If you're seeing the movies, if you're only seeing two movies a month with it, it's still technically going to be worth it. You're saving that couple of bucks. So, yeah, join the Helios. You win, Helios. Boom. Goddamn Helios, so evil. They need a better Sunshine Analytics, you know. If I came up with a big company, investment company, we'd be like, you know, the Puppy Dogs Limited, you know, something very, very innocuous. They're Lollipops Are Us. Well, what do you do? Well, we're taking over the world. Oh, okay.
With lollipops.
Lollipops, okay. Though. Okay, that's cool. Helios and Matheson Analytics. It sounds like the Decepticons are coming. Helios and Matheson has been unleashed upon the Decepticons. It's like, not good stuff. It's bad stuff. I gotta break out the soundboard once an episode.
Hey, that was dope.
Yeah, that's what I do, man. All right, there we go. MoviePass. We broke it down. I think you got the goods out of us. So, Anthony, plug your show one more time.
Hey, man. Y'all check me out on Forget That Yo podcast. Yes.
And Creative Bully.
Creative Bully. Go to Creative Bully on Instagram.
There you go.
I'm Creative Bully Media on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I got the IGTV popping.
Yeah.
it's going to get crazy. I'm letting y'all know now.
Early adopter of the IGTV.
Yeah.
Yes. Very nice. Guys, speaking of Instagram, Cinema Crespediso on Instagram. Check out all those dope ass pics that I'm putting out there. Mm-hmm. And PFTmedia.com is where all the good stuff is at. If you check out the latest episode of Cinema Crespediso with Tatiana from Caesar's Trap House, you'll hear right there in the middle a review of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom by Lady Reptastic. It's pretty fantastic. So check that out, guys. We appreciate it. Anthony, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. And also, guys, it's nothing like a rack of ribs in a movie theater.
Try sneaking that in under your jacket. We appreciate everyone. We'll be back with a new episode this weekend. Peace.
A PFT Media production.